The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go.
Hear me now!
3, 2, 1.
Pirate Radio.
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the Sausage. Patty the Pipe. Dave the Wolf.
All right, we're here.
We're all here.
Hey. And I think we determined that it's my phone that keeps fucking up, because I've already dropped this call and we just got it started. We didn't get on the air two fucking times. So I'm sitting outside, fucking 90-degree weather, and these people are probably looking at me on the street like, who's this fucking idiot sitting outside?
That guy over there.
Yeah. Hopefully you can hear me.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping.
Going loud and clear.
I'm hoping we can do this. And then we'll be done real quick. So I got two things first. One is I heard that our governor has been picked for vice president with Trump.
That's what I heard.
He already announced it. You know.
Oh, fucking great.
Which is good. Okay. That's a good one, you know.
It's good.
Yep. And then the number one fast food right now in America is Chick-fil-A.
Wow. I wouldn't be surprised either. Their drive-thru is amazing, the way they handle it. They've done a fucking fantastic job. You know, I don't care if it's 50th in line. You ain't waiting more than 5 minutes to get your food. 5-10 minutes is the fucking most if you're that far in the line.
They're doing good,
but
I'll tell you.
Other places, you could be second in the line and wait 30 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Well, no,
They have really got it down. They got it down fast.
Number two is Taco Bell. Number three is, what's that? Five Guys. And number four is Jersey Mike's, which is good.
That's cool.
Burger King and McDonald's is not up there, you know? That's good.
Good. Fuck them.
Now,
I don't know.
Now, Port St. Lucie from Grubhub and DoorDash, they say number one is Chick-fil-A for deliveries, number two is Dairy Queen, number three is Taco Bell, number four is Burger King, Subway is five, and then six is the Grilled Cheese Company, seven is McDonald's, eight Wendy's, nine Arby's, and 10 is Culver's. And is Rich still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, I heard beep beep. I thought maybe you went bye-bye.
No, yeah, I thought maybe I dropped off. Nah, yeah. Well, hey, I'm glad to hear that DeSantis is going to be the buyer. I would have liked to see him finish out his term here, you know, and take another term as governor of Florida. He's doing a fantastic job here, but I'm sure we can elect another great governor, too. So let's hope that, you know, we got a new bill that just passed that they want to pass and put the students can record the professor's lectures to show political bias because people aren't believing that it's there. But now they're allowed to record it and they're allowed to show this political bias that these teachers have. And that's Governor DeSantis saying that it's okay to do that. So, good. That's good. Maybe we'll get some good teachers in there that actually teach something that's worth learning other than what they've been shoving down everybody's fucking throat. I don't know. Am I gone?
No, you're still here.
Okay.
Is Pat there?
Is Pat?
Pat.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you
are. Right, we're just making sure you're here.
Here's the deal. Do you think they're going to come up? Do you think these teachers, now that they know that he passed this, these schools are going to come up with some type of jammer?
No, I don't think so.
So you won't be able to record?
Nah.
Well, I can tell you, when my grandkids go out in traditions, they have some type of block on there where you can't use your cell phone.
Well, that's different. You can record to your phone. Yeah, you can record to your phone.
That's different.
Okay.
That's different. They're talking about just recording, you know, or video. They can't stop. Maybe you can't post it right then and there because they have a jam for the signal, which which I think it kind of should be. You know, they shouldn't be screwing around with their phones. They shouldn't be doing any of that shit while they're learning. They shouldn't be, oh, let me look this up online. And no, it doesn't work that way. You know,
no porn during the day.
Yeah, watch fucking porn during the day or any of that shit. And can you believe, speaking of schools, can you believe that fucking Tulane University hired Hunter Biden to speak and teach at a fake news seminar?
Of course. Why not?
Sure, let's let a crack addict take a fucking crack at it. You know, what the fuck is this? At least he has some experience, you know, that is saying, you know, his laptop, oh, that doesn't exist. Oh, fake news, yeah, fake news. So
we all know why.
I guess he'll make fake news about fake news. I don't know.
We know,
you know
why.
And
come
maybe
on.
That'll be good, too, because the students now, instead of having to go to the store to buy a fucking apple, they could just leave a fucking 8-ball on his fucking goddamn desk.
Yeah, man.
You know, that would be a win-win. You know, they don't have to go stop and buy a fucking apple.
Can you give me the sugar ball?
Aye. But I can't believe Tulane University.
Is he still going to keep his job with the gas company, too?
Oh, probably.
So he's going to do both.
Oh, so he's going to get... He's going to be making money like it's going out of fucking style.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, very interesting.
He's that president now. He obviously, you know, he spoke enough crack in his life that he deserves it now, I guess. I don't know. You know? Who says drugs don't pay? Hey,
who says that shit is right?
Exactly. Who says
so what do you think would happen to Giuliani? They're raiding them like at 6 o'clock in the morning, like they were going in to bust, you know, an axe murderer or something.
Yeah, they took all of his electronic devices except the fucking hard drive that belonged to Hunter. Because they asked him, "Well, do you want these?" And they asked him, "Well, what are they?" "Well, they're Hunter Biden's hard drive. They're electronic. They're covered under the warrant. You want them?" "Oh, no, we don't want." They took his word that they were Hunter Biden's. They could have been Donald. They could have been Vladimir Putin's fucking goddamn fucking hard drive. And it could have proved everything that they wanted to prove. But they didn't even bother even checking to see, well, are they really his? Or did he just say that?
Well, you got to realize why.
When the FBI breaks in and say, you want that phone? That phone belongs to Hunter Biden. Oh, no, we don't want that one. Oh, yeah, well,
you got to realize one thing, why they didn't take it.
Because they don't want the truth. They don't care about the truth.
Well, because then it becomes public records.
Exactly.
And they don't want that.
Of course.
Yes. They definitely don't want that to be public records.
They don't care forever.
Oh.
You know, they didn't care if Giuliani, you know, he pissed on a fucking goddamn endangered fucking bush. You know, they put him under the fucking jail. They didn't care. He pissed on a fucking endangered bush. Let's throw him in fucking jail or some shit. And all that shit, all that privileged information from the press, that sound, they want that to be public record. But that's not how it fucking works.
No.
It's not how it works. You can't just, oh, we're going to raid this because we want to know what the fuck the president has said, or whatever. Hunter Biden's fucking hard drive should put him in clear violation of a FARA violation. Clear FARA violation. And that's what they're supposedly looking for. But hey, you know, they don't want that because, oh no, Joe Biden's son, no, he's the fucking president. We got a fucking asshole. And did you see his fucking wonderful speech? Oh God.
I only caught when he got excited about his mask.
Well, that was the next day in Georgia. I don't have my mask. I'm going to be in trouble. Where's my mask? You're getting ready to give a speech at a podium. You don't need a fucking mask. And you're outside, you idiot. The CDC even said you don't have to have that shit. but yet they were all in Congress and during his speech, which I didn't watch. I did not watch. Pelosi behind him, fucking Kamala Harris. They were wearing a mask. Everybody in Congress there, they were all wearing masks, and they weren't 6 feet apart. They were about fucking 30 fucking feet apart. Not to mention the fact that every single person in that room had the fucking vaccine already. So why the hell couldn't they at least congregate in there without a mask? Or, okay, with the mask. Okay, they wear a mask. Why couldn't every seat be filled then if they're all wearing fucking masks? It's all bullshit. They just want to shove this shit down our fucking throat.
Yeah.
He said healthcare should be a right, not a privilege. No, it's a service. We can cure cancer. He says, we can cure. Yeah, right. If socialism can cure cancer, don't you think China would have cured it by now?
You better believe him.
Honestly. It was all about control, except for, controlling the border. But, now another fucking, it's going to end up being another $4 trillion spent, $225 billion on child care, $200 billion on free universal pre-K, $109 billion for a two-year free fucking college, $9 billion for teacher diversity. What's the $45 billion for fucking food stamps? $800 billion for tax cuts. Hey, I think they want to spend their way to prosperity. That has never fucking worked anywhere. In his first 100 days, this idiot laid out a plan to spend $7.5 trillion fucking dollars. In fucking 100 days, he's laid out a plan to spend $7.5 trillion. And then he says, no amendment in the Constitution is absolute. Oh, that's nice to know. It's worked for 270 years. It's been, but now, nothing's absolute. Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. He said, well, you can't yell fire, in a crowded theater. Well, that's not absolute either. If the fucking theater is on fire, you better be fucking yelling fire. God damn it. And that's what's happening now. Our fucking theater is actually on fire. So, yes, you can yell fire in this fucking theater. Because if we don't, it's bad. And wow. I really think people need to really look deeply and seriously at fucking Biden and tell me one thing, just one thing that Biden's ever done for the black community. One thing that helped the black community. Just one thing in nearly 50 fucking years.
Well,
you can't.
He picked the vice president.
Of course you can't.
But he didn't do everything he did in Congress. We went against them. So name me one thing he did for him. He was never for them. But if you ain't black, vote for me. You ain't black. Well, I didn't vote for you, so I'm not black. That's for sure. He also said in his first 100 days, America is on the move again. I got a standing ovation. Of course, he didn't say which way we were fucking moving. We're moving the wrong way, but we're moving fucking backwards and towards socialism. So fuck that. We got 200 million shots, in our first 8 days, in our first 100 days. Well, 8 months ago, he said, we could never have the fucking vaccine this quickly, unless it was a medical miracle.
Just remember, this is the Trump vaccine.
Because it happened, because Trump did it, and Trump made it fucking out. I'll just take the credit for all of that. That's all my doing, because I'm the one that fucking said it 8 months ago, but it absolutely can't be fucking done. But it's done.
Exactly.
I absolutely can't be done, but it's done. thing. And he could have fucking said right then and there that he could have just given just a little mark. You know, he said all the logistics. All that was in place. The needles were in place. That's why nobody's complaining about, oh, I ain't got needles to give all these fucking shots out. I ain't got swabs. I ain't got anything. None of that had anything to do with fucking Biden. None of it. It all has to do with Trump. So he could have just said, you know, after he said that, oh, we got 200 million shots in people's arms, and that's thank you, Donald Trump, for doing what you did to help it out. But no, he can't. He couldn't say that. God forbid if he said that. Oh, my God. I could just imagine what would be fucking trending on fucking Twitter. Like, that's the goddamn gospel of this fucking wall, I guess. I don't know.
Well, he can't give Trump any. He can't give Trump any credit.
Not one fucking bit. And then fucking what's his name? You know, you had Rick. No, Rick Scott. Tim Scott. He did he did a wonderful job. I didn't listen to all the parts that I heard. He did a wonderful job. And then that fucking bitch, Joy Behar from The View. Says Tim Scott doesn't understand the difference between a racist country and systemic racism. Imagine that. A white elitist millionaire trying to school a black man about racism. Give me a fucking break. That you can't make this shit up. Yeah, I mean, just that comment alone is racist in itself.
Of course it is.
Why do people listen to these idiots on The View? It's a view from a horse's ass. That's what I think it is. It should be called The View from a Horse's Ass. These fucking Democrats are using racism ideology to usher in a Marxist society for power. And that is fucking it. Especially when you have a white elitist fucking goddamn, her family probably owns fucking slaves. She probably owns fucking slaves. And she's fucking trying to school a black man on racism. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Are people listening to this shit?
Yeah, they listen all right. They listen all right. The problem is that the people are like a bunch of fucking sheep. They listen to all this bullshit and they believe it.
Yep.
They believe the same way people listen to fucking Hitler and believes him that everything was going to be okay. Just get in this oven. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay.
Just like that fucking bitch, like his Ridler, that fucking bitch from fucking Michigan. She said, it's dangerous to go to Florida because of the virus. Yet she did. She went.
Because it's all lies. Lies.
Oh, it was a matter of national security that she went. Even
bullshit.
Though she never once asked any Florida trooper or any law enforcement for any special security issue. Period. If it was national security, don't you think she would have asked for some fucking security of some type? Interesting. Her father lived in Florida. She's got every right in the world if she wants to go visit Florida. But fucking stop fucking lying to the people saying, oh, I didn't fucking. It's national security.
Just
tell the truth. I haven't gone anywhere in 14 months. Well, she went to the inauguration. I guess that's in the backyard in Michigan. She went to fucking Florida. What the fuck? That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
It's all lies. Lies, lies, lies on top of all the fucking lies.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
All bullshit.
The problem is that people get in on it and they believe all this shit that's being put in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
Are we really that fucking stupid? Evidently, I guess so. I guess we are because they just keep doing it and getting away with it.
You know, you should raise it. They finally don't have to wear a mask outside. If two people have been, if you've been vaccinated and you're going to stay apart or whatever. You know, but just like, Biden to say it's a patriotic duty to wear a mask, even after vaccinated. Bullshit. And that was just fucking goddamn. My patriotic duty is to point out that his opinions are going to kill this country. Like, keeping the border open and allowing COVID people to come into the country. It's my patriotic duty to address the fact that socialist agenda is stopped before it's too late. When this shit blows up in their face, and it will affect everybody, and it may be too late to get back on track.
It's probably going to be too late.
It may be, you know.
Well, I think it's going to be. Yeah. The way things are going, I mean, my grandkids are the only ones I worry about now. They ain't got a prayer. They ain't got a prayer.
Not a fucking prayer in fucking hell. You know, I know. I see it.
I feel bad.
I seen it this morning. You know, the fucking everybody that walked into where we went to eat, fingers up there. Oh, they had their fucking mask. My grandson walked in and he has his fucking mask on. What was the first thing I did when he walked up to me, Pat?
I took his
fucking mask off his goddamn face and said,
yep.
Put this in your pocket or throw it in the garbage. Yeah, don't give me this shit. He's fucking 3 years old. He doesn't need to wear a fucking mask. Give me a break. That's crazy. That's nuts.
Of course it is.
His mother wasn't wearing a mask. It makes us feel more comfortable. Well, you know what? Stay the fuck home. Stay in your fucking house. If you feel that uncomfortable, you shouldn't be leaving your fucking house anyway. Because, hey, there's a lot more shit out there that feel uncomfortable about that you know absolutely nothing about, but that's going to fucking kill you way before this virus that you have a 99.9% chance of surviving anyway. You don't have any chance of surviving what's coming. I can guarantee you that. It's going to go down fast, and only the strong will survive.
Yeah.
You know, they want to see the FDA wants to ban menthol cigarettes and food and fucking cigars and blunts. You know, oh, no, we got to ban those. Oh, no. But that's got to be directed right at as black Americans. Most black people do smoke menthol cigarettes, but hey, that's not amazing. You know, you can spark up a joint, but not a menthol cigarette or a fucking cigar. I spark up a joint all you fucking want. You know, and where are these kids? Where's this fucking kid? We got fucking people. We got plants now. Plants wanting to associate as cows with the fucking plant-based fucking. You call it a fucking vegetable. Why do you gotta call it fucking? What now? Plants want to associate as cows? Give me a fucking break. You know. Maybe I'm gonna,
oh my God!
Do you know that 261? These are prisoners now that are going to prison. That in the last. Well, this is about 90 days. It's been 100 now, but 90 days. You know, just in the last 90 days, since Biden took office, 261 prisoners just in California, all right, now want to call themselves transgender and want to be housed in women's fucking prison. 261 in less than 90 days it was. So that's like 3 per fucking day.
They all changed.
Fucking criminal.
They changed.
Hey, he wants to associate himself as a fucking, as a woman, he's a man. Perfect. Walk him through here. Let's cut his. There you go. Two birds and one stone. You want to associate as a woman? Let's give her to this fucking thing. There you go. Here's an alcohol swap to hold on whatever's fucking left. All right?
Oh, shit!
You got a fucking roll.
Yeah, I'm glad the phone's fucking working. and then I'm sitting outside, and my neighbors are probably looking at me, look at this fucking man, look at this fucking guy.
He's going nuts.
He's going fucking nuts.
Hey, Coca-Cola just announced they're releasing a new Mountain Dew called Pitch Black. All the money they make from it will go for Black Lives Matter.
Really?
Yep.
You know, another bullshit deal.
Bullshit, yeah. So they can, why don't they just make those people CEOs of the company or fucking vice presidents or something? And if Black Lives really do matter... Well, why wouldn't they support school choice? Since kids, you know, are much less likely to commit fucking crimes if they go to fucking goddamn, if they go to school of their choice instead of these crap schools that they put them in. But I guess black minds don't matter, you know.
Well, I'm kind of thirsty right now. I'm thirsty,
well, and hey, I know Richie must
be thirsty out there. So I'm cracking open a Trump. I'm cracking
drink,
open
a
Trump's grape flavored soda.
I don't.
Where can you get that? Where can you get Trump flavored soda?
It was sent to me a 6-pack. I don't know where it's available. I have to look it up.
I don't drink soda.
It's called Trump's tonic.
Well, take a picture of that and please send it to me.
Wait a second. Are you supposed to drink that or pour it on your fucking hair? Be careful.
Well, if my hair turns orange, I know why.
Oh, God. You know, like I was saying with these kids, their minds do matter. They should be able to go to whatever fucking school that the parents, whatever school you can send these kids to keep them in it, to keep them in school and from becoming criminals or being out there getting influenced all the time. You know, an uneducated mind is very dependent on the government. Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Dependent on the government to survive. An educated mind can thrive on its own.
Definitely.
You know, that goes back to the old thing, you know, teach a man to fish. He'll eat for a day. Give a man a house, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, he'll eat for the rest of his fucking life.
Right.
Teach these kids how to thrive, and they will figure it out for themselves. Yeah, talking points. Fuck these talking points. Oh, let's have learning points. Oh, fuck that.
Are you ready? Get ready for takeoff.
All right,
it was a technicality. Just a technicality. We were talking about the black minds matter.
Don't put too much lube.
I'm not going to touch nothing.
Not a lot of lube on the hand, man. You know, you put all that lube on the hand, forget about it. You can't do anything then, you know? You touch your phone, it slips off, it hits a button, you know?
Yeah, the mic button got in the way of me jerking off, I guess. I don't know.
And shut us right down again.
Yeah, that was me.
The sausage was out.
Are we back now? Good now or no?
Go ahead, Pat. What were you going to say?
No, I was saying I seen something on AOL about the U.S. Yeah, I was on there. I go on everything. I go on all these different ones. It says the U.S. Denies Iranian state TV report of a release. The U.S. British prisoners for exchange for Tehran receiving billions of dollars. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I have not. I don't think.
Well, it's kind of funny, but I'm sure that money has been changed hands here again.
That's the only way to Biden. That's obviously the only way the Biden fucking administration is going to govern anything. Just throw a shit pile of fucking money at it. A shit pile, not a little bit. A shit pile. Some of it will actually get to where it's got to go, which it usually fucking doesn't, because it has some corrupt hands. But, hey, maybe Hunter Biden will get his hands on some of it. So, he'll be coming back to the U.S. to buy fucking crack or some shit.
And then you got the Arizona sheriff, you know, the guy with the cowboy hat?
Yeah.
I forgot his name, I'm sorry, but he came out with a thing saying... that the Biden administration continues to mislead American public over border crisis. White House is sending
a challenge.
White House is sending 500 USDA employees to help at the border surge. So we haven't heard nothing about that either.
No, I haven't heard.
But there really isn't a surge.
They're sending USDA. Why? Because
you gotta check them.
They're afraid all those baked potatoes they got fucking rolled up in there, or actually, maybe they're overcooked. They look like fucking baked potatoes wrapped up in those fucking fucking blankets. I can't believe how many kids they got there. It's unfucking believable. What does Biden do? He's walking across the White House lawn and he picks a fucking dandelion. It's fucking weed. I don't give a shit what that is. It was white. Yeah. You know, first of all, he got out of the White House lawn. You would think that maybe they could actually keep the White House lawn from having fucking weed.
Yeah. Well, no.
I think it would be the most pristine lawn ever. There wouldn't be a weed in fucking sight. His administration can't even keep the weeds out of the White House lawn, but they want us to believe that they can control the country. They can't even control the fucking weeds. Come on, give me a fucking break. Can't make that shit up.
No.
Man, this is funny.
Right now, we're in a Jerry Springer show.
I think so.
Okay. And the sad part is that too many Americans are just sitting back and going on for a ride. Nobody is doing anything. Nobody's really saying anything. They're all just being sucked in.
Well, it's also because the media is just fawning. Did you hear this? Bondo's speech was so eloquent. It was so perfect. It was so not. It was shit. It was fucking shit. It was stupid fucking Democratic talking points. He's uniting it. No, he's not uniting it. He's uniting his Democratic Party. Just like they say, Trump just fired up his base. Well, you know, that's politics, you know. That's what they're supposed to fucking do. But not in a state. He didn't talk a fucking word about the goddamn fucking border.
Of course he's not.
Unity, God, for fucking dead.
I don't know where he's talking about unity. Unity from where?
I guess unifying the Democrats that have been so fucked up recently because of Donald Trump. He's unifying them, but he's alienating everybody else. And trust me, there wasn't 80 million people that voted for him. I don't believe that for one fucking second. I do believe that over 74 million people voted for Trump. But I don't believe that 80 fucking million actual people voted for fucking Biden.
Would that be people that are breathing?
I guess maybe.
It's kind of weird because I don't believe it either.
Well, hey, you know, they're shocked. That's why. So he's unifying those people, but he's alienating people that everybody else. I mean, look at California. You know, of course, you know they had the recall now. And Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California. Now, it wouldn't be a fucking shock to anyone. It wouldn't be a shock to a Democrat, to a Republican, to a white person, to a black person, to a transgender. It wouldn't be a shock to anybody if California was the first state to ever elect a fucking transgender person into office. It wouldn't shock anybody. But it would shock the Democrats to death knowing that the first transgender woman that was elected was a fucking Republican conservative. That'll freak them the fuck out.
Yeah.
They'll fucking go crazy over because it wasn't a fucking goddamn liberal socialist. That's going to make them absolutely fucking nuts. You watch. But it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm sure he has
everybody in California does elect the first transgender governor. Wouldn't
it would not fucking surprise anybody. California's just that way. That they would do that. But why?
I think
that's when they do it, and it's a fucking Republican woman and a conservative. They will fucking freak the fuck out.
No, I think he has to change his party to be elected. I don't think they'll elect him as a Republican transgender. No, I think they'll say he's going to be a liberal Democratic one.
He was always a staunch supporter when he was Bruce Jenner. And Caitlin, he was always a staunch supporter of fucking Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. I mean, he's a little wacky. I mean, hey, listen, who the fuck am I to say anything? I'm just
close his skirt up or whatever. I don't care. That's his.
That's his thing.
He wants to associate himself that way. Just the party wants to do that.
God bless him.
God bless him. God
bless him. Okay. God bless you, Chris.
Trust me when I tell you, I didn't want to fucking fondle him when he was Bruce Jenner, and I sure as fuck don't want to fondle him as fucking Caitlyn Jenner. So I got nothing. I got nothing.
No.
To
no.
This fight.
The sausage is out. The sausage is hunting.
Nobody knows.
Sausage against sausage.
You know what Republicans really need to understand? The Republican Party is not, they can't look at it as an ally, but as a fucking instrument. Okay?
Okay.
And you realize that the party will not change until they make it change. So use it as a fucking instrument. Write to your congressman, write to your senator, tell them how you feel, tell them how you feel on the issue, because they're not afraid of the people that elect them. They're going to probably stab you in the fucking back at least 30% of the time. But if you let them know that you do this stupid shit and I ain't fucking ever going to vote for you again, let them be afraid of you, then they'll do the right fucking thing. But if we say, oh, he's a Republican, so he's an ally. No. Don't look at it that way. He's a tool. He's an instrument. And it's our voice that counts. So we need to tell him what he works for us. We don't work for him. He works for us.
Yeah.
So write to him and tell him how you feel on fucking issues. And that if you vote that way, don't expect my fucking vote for you in 2 years when you come up again. We'll find somebody to fuck else. That's the way they have to look at it. These Republicans, some of them are not allies of the party. 20% of the time, they'll fucking vote the way most people in their constituency doesn't want them to vote, because that's the way Washington wants them to vote, or assholes like the fucking that they listen to that are probably conservative or probably liberals to begin with. So you can't. You got to tell them. You got to tell them how to fucking vote. Yeah, that's our job, to tell them how we want to be represented, not how you're going to represent us. This is how we would like you to represent us. Not the other way around. That's it.
Well, if people would just listen for a minute and maybe try to write try to get their attention.
It is not difficult to write to these people. It really isn't. Just Google them online. Google their name. Google senator. Google congressman. Find them. Go on their webpage and do it directly on their webpage. So that and don't just, this is their email. I'm going to email them. No, email them through there. That way you'll even get a confirmation. Probably going to be a canned one, but whatever. At least you got that your voice was heard. Something was said. Yeah, you put your email address above the end. I want a fucking list. Your phone number probably end up on a list, and somebody will ask you for fucking money. But you don't have to send them money, and don't. If you want, do it directly. Say, yeah, I got a fucking $100 check for you. Come here, pick it up from me. Yeah, there you go. I'll hand it to you in person when I see you. Oh, you're only ever in Washington? Well, guess what? You can't be doing my fucking work if all you're doing is sitting in fucking Washington.
That's right.
Come here. Come to some event around here. I'll come and I'll hand you a fucking check. Here you go. And yeah. These people, they work for us. We don't work for them. So remember that.
That's the part that people have to really remember, though. That they work for us. We don't work for them.
They don't understand that.
Not good.
No. No. You know, there was 100. Did you say there was 111 cops killed in the line of duty so far this year? This year is only 3 or 4 months. Yeah. What are we, in April?
Yeah. No, May now. No.
May. Okay. We were through April. That's up 14% from last year. And these assholes want to say, oh, we want to reimagine law enforcement. Well, they already have reimagined them. They reimagined them as fucking targets. That's what they he's just a fucking target. He's not a law enforcement officer. He's a target. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they want to reimagine these people as. I guess they want to reimagine them as fucking dead. I don't know, because then they'll vote for fucking Biden. I don't know. I can't figure that shit out. But it's all for power.
It's really sad, though. These people that are trying to protect us, how many of them have died?
They're here. They're
shooting, stabbings, hitting them.
Bad ones? Are there a few bad
That's
ones?
With everything. That's with everything.
Everything. Okay.
That's life.
I remember just 20 fucking years ago, these were the fucking people that were running into those fucking towers.
Yeah.
Everybody else was fucking running out. So they were the fucking heroes then. Now they're fucking targets for criminals and crack addicts and fucking people to just take pop shots at? Come on. Give me a fucking break. Who the fuck are who the hell are these people going to call? What are you, Ghostbusters? Who the fuck are you going to call when you need something?
I'll be honest with you. I'm surprised that the police actually go. I really am surprised that they actually go after all the shit that they've been through, how they've been degraded, how they've been abused.
Exactly.
You know, and then you want to call and you want help. How does that work? How does that work? When you need me, I got to come. But when you don't need me, I want to kill you. Does that even make fucking sense?
And half the fucking calls that 911 get are stupid calls. Like the person that called 911 because of the person in the drive-thru wasn't being nice to them. What the fuck? Come on. Give me a goddamn break. When did we become this society? If everybody has got to be fucking nice. Nice. Well, let's hope that fucking Xi or fucking Putin or fucking Kim Jong-un, when they're chopping off your head, they ask you, Are you comfortable there before I chop your fucking head off? So be nice to them. Gotta be fucking nice. Fucking nice.
They're gonna have nicer right as they're sleeping, is right.
Yeah, they don't understand.
Unfortunately, this goes all the way back to our number one thing that really creates racism and everything else in this country, and that's the television. The fucking media. They create all this fucking chaos. You know? And they're allowed to do it, though. That's the part that's really fucked up. Nobody gets in trouble for it.
No. They don't.
They allow them to do all this crazy shit. People get killed and stuff, and,
nobody's like held accountable. Yeah, but a cop, every cop, is held accountable if one cop does something wrong. Well, even if he doesn't do something wrong, even, you know, but they don't say shit about that one woman that got killed, Babbitt, there at the Capitol there, the one civilian that got killed.
No, she don't count for nothing.
She was killed by a police. He was, I see it. His life is not in imminent fucking, he wasn't being threatened with any weapons or anything. He wasn't being threatened. Yeah, we don't know who this officer is. They won't release his fucking name. They won't say shit. But that was the worst fucking thing that ever happened. But come on. And he wasn't in imminent danger. There's no way that he would have fucking died if she had gotten in there. There's no way. There's no way. Unless he had COVID maybe and coughed on him and he was a fat, obese son of a bitch, which I'm sure he wasn't. But he wouldn't have fucking done it. There's no way. There's no way. Yet, if you watch the video, because she's a white woman, we're not going to say shit about it. But if you watch the video, I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure just by looking at the hand of that officer, that he was black. I don't know that for a fact, and I'm not going to stay here and say that there was a black officer shot a white woman, because I don't know 100%, but it looked like he was. It looked like the hand that was extended was a black man's hand that shot okay. that woman. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't, but yet you'll never hear a fucking thing. We can't even find out this guy's name. Can't even find out this guy's
name. Well, more than likely than he probably was.
Well,
and they don't want to create that other problem, you know.
I guess.
And it'll all just be covered up. It'll all be covered up. And
like fucking dickhead Cuomo with the covering up of the fucking goddamn nursing home kill.
Well, you don't hear nothing else no more for some reason.
Yeah, I heard something that fucking dickhead. He said, oh, we wanted to make sure that we got the number right. I guess he doesn't know how to count our fucking ass, you know. I'm going to try to use that as a fucking excuse the next time the IRS fucking calls me. I didn't report it because the math was too hard. I couldn't figure it out, so I figured, fuck it, I'll keep it. That ain't going to fucking work.
See how far that gets you.
That wouldn't get me far at all. He was negotiating a deal for his fucking book when that happened.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to kill that. He just wanted to kill the nursing home fucking, since they probably wouldn't fucking read his book anyway. So there's no loss to him because they're not going to buy my book. Yeah. He got $4 million in advance of that book. He should have to pay 10 times that to the family that fucking that suffered a loss because of his fucking action.
Yeah. They ain't gonna do none of that's nope. gonna happen though. That's the reality. Nobody's gonna get money from him or any of the other stuff.
No, it's
gonna go down the tubes. Every day gets worse and worse and worse.
It does.
It's just sad. Said that America has gone this far downhill.
I sure hope we fucking. I honestly think it's gonna do. It's got to do a big turn. If we don't do a big turn around 2022 and 2024, then we're done. And this country deserves whatever it gets at that point. To this day, I do not believe that fucking Biden. He's the president. I'll give him that. He is the president. But to this day, I do not believe that he's got that many legal votes and beat Trump. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And that just keeps me up at night, too, is the thought that could happen. I thought Obama was fucking bad for the country. Holy shit, was I fucking wrong. I'll admit it, I was fucking wrong. This guy's way fucking worse. Oh. Boy, I'll admit it. I was wrong on that one.
Ooh. The key here is to figure out who's actually pulling the strings.
When
he's just trying to appease that extreme far left that just so that he can. I don't know.
$1 trillion, $2 trillion, $3 trillion, $4 trillion, $5 trillion, $6 trillion.
Trying to spend our way to prosperity that has never. Ever work. Okay? I don't care you think the most genius fucking minds in the world. And that's a far cry from fucking Biden.
Work hard, you know, baby.
He's no fucking brilliant son of a bitch. He couldn't find his fucking mask. It was in his pocket. He couldn't find his fucking ass with both fucking hands. Okay? He couldn't. You can't spend your way into prosperity. It has never, ever, ever fucking worked. Never worked. And he thinks that it will, but it won't.
Well, again, again, you have
millionaires,
to...
Millionaires, the people with the money, they know how to get around it. They'll just fucking... Hey, number one, they can afford to fucking leave and go somewhere else. It's the people that can't, that are stuck with all this fucking bullshit.
Yep. That's 100% true.
Yep, they have the money. They can fucking leave whatever they want. And they have ways of figuring out how to get around everything.
Who's that?
Money!
Money!
Money! Money!
Yeah,
come
baby.
On, money, money, money.
Yeah,
baby.
And rocking the charts from 1978.
Money, 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 money.
Money, money, by money, money, by the money, money.
Fucking crazy that shit.
That was Trump's fucking theme song on The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm, you got it.
Money, money, money.
Yes. It was. Yes, he was. Hey, I miss Al on him, man. Oh, and I'm sure the media does too.
You know, the one thing about him that always amazed me is they could actually ask him anything.
Anything.
And he came up. He came up. You know, to talk.
And he would fucking give you an answer.
He'd give you an answer.
He wasn't afraid of anything.
He didn't get any dress rehearsals, as I'll call them.
No.
He just went. You asked him something, and boom, he came up with an answer, and that was it.
Yeah, and he didn't get a big shot in the fucking ass to get up on stage. I mean, the energy this guy has. If it was something like that, he'd have to be carrying a fucking ID around the whole fucking time because he's always fucking got energy. Hey, he'd be saying he'd be walking around with a fucking ID and mainlining shit because he's so fucking energetic. Yeah, that's just him. That's just the way he is. God.
Well, we went from energetic to actually, he wasn't joking when he called him sleepy.
Oh, God.
You know? And that's the sad part.
I bet you he's in bed by 9 o'clock every night.
I would bet you he is. The saddest part of this is that so many countries that looked up to us are now laughing at us.
Oh, they're fucking...
They're laughing at America as we're a bunch of schmucks.
What did you do?
We're a bunch of fucking idiots that are being led around, even though, whether people want to believe it or not, the election was rigged.
Before I went to sleep,
Trump was so far ahead. If you just look at all of Trump's, wherever he went to speak, how many people were there?
Oh, my God.
And when any of these other people went, they looked like they had to pay people to go.
Exactly.
And it was horrible. It's horrible. I mean, I'm sure I haven't looked at D.C., but I'm sure the gates are still up and the Constantino wires and the military is still sleeping in the parking lot, in the garage. Huh? And we have illegals that they've rented now all the hotels in the state of Texas for $86 million. And they're putting them up and they're getting health care and everything else. Did you know that 96% of all the women coming across the border right now are pregnant?
Isn't that amazing?
And you know why they're pregnant, what the idea behind this is.
Biden.
To have the child here.
To have the child here, and then that's like the fucking anchor baby. And they just wheel them all in, everybody in, because of this kid.
How fucking smart are we? We're pretty fucking stupid.
We're fucking stupid.
But it's right in front of us, what's going on, and nobody has done anything about it.
We need to go over to some of these countries, find some really nice places, maybe on the wall. Oh, you own that? Oh, you want to go to America? Here's the $4,000 it's going to cost you to make the trip. I want that piece of property. Because there ain't going to be nobody fucking left over there. They're going to get rid of everybody. Everybody's going to go to America
And I'll go live on the beach in Texas. I don't give a shit. Fuck it. You'll get that land for next to nothing.
Sure.
And everybody is going to leave. And I assure you, they have gotten rid of, except for the people running the country, they've gotten rid of all their worst fucking criminals. They sent them on those migrations up towards us, and, you know,
of course,
you know, undocumented Democrats, you know, but they were all MS-13 and gang members. They got rid of all those fucking people and sent them to us. So there is no, there's probably not going to be any more bad element left down there.
I'll tell you what, I just seen a thing on YouTube about Thailand. I can't believe how beautiful it is.
Thailand, I've been saying that for decades. Thailand is a beautiful country. In some areas, obviously Bangkok, stay the fuck out of there. It's just, you know, they don't call it Bangkok for nothing. You know, they're most of them.
Oh, you come here, you bang your cock.
No. Most of those fucking, they don't call it Bangkok. They call it Bangkok. Because everybody, even the pretty ones, they all are fucking dicks. They're all fucking, trust me.
Oh, this is a Bangkok. Right. This is a Bangkok.
Southern Thailand, some areas, you get around the James Bond Island down in the southern part of it. Oh, man, it is fucking absolutely gorgeous. And the freaking hospitals there are like fucking
five-star hotels.
You're going from
the biggest decrease to the biggest increase in history. It's going to be a shock to all people, not rich people, all people. So they're giving the biggest tax increase in history. It's going to destroy the economy. The border has to be brought back to where I had it. We had it the best in the history of our country. And the wall would have been finished very quickly. They have to finish the wall. They have to get it finished. I would have had it finished 2 years ago, except that I got sued all the time. Every time we made a move, we got sued. It took 2.5 years to win all the lawsuits. I won the lawsuits. We built the wall. It's almost complete. They have to finish the wall. They have to do many things, and they have to leave our Second Amendment alone. They want to destroy our Second Amendment. Also, energy. We were energy independent. We're not going to be energy independent in a couple of months. We're not going to be energy independent. We were, for the first time, energy independent. Your gasoline prices, look what's happening to them. They're going up through the roof in a short period of time.
Yeah.
I had them down below $2, and we still had a strong energy industry. Now they're laying everybody off. Why did they lay them off? Look at the pipeline.
Yeah, baby. How you like that, huh?
Yeah.
That just came over the wire, so that's good.
I miss his fucking mind.
His
mind works like no one else's. Really. He really does. That's why he is who he is and has done what he has done. Is he the nicest person in the world? Oh, does he make you feel it? No. But when it comes to being nice, he is fucking very generous and very nice.
He's a brilliant man.
Very brilliant man. Very brilliant man.
And what always amazed me is, do you know what kind of strength he had to have to get up every day and be abused every fucking day? At the beginning, by both fucking sides. He wasn't even getting it. He was getting abused from his own people. But he still got up, and he still did it every fucking day.
Yep.
It really was amazing.
Didn't do that at all. Biden fucking lost the support of the far fucking lefty fucking cave. He falls like a fucking cheap suit. I'm telling you. He can't handle a tenth.
Just remember,
100th of the fucking goddamn pressure that
I want. I want everyone to remember the 25th Amendment, because before the 6 months is here, you're going to see it enforced. And he's going to be out because, I mean, he's really making America look bad, bad, bad. So they got to come up with another plan. And the next plan is Uncle Joe has got to get sick or something and he can't go on. So we got to get somebody else.
Uncle Joe's got to go.
Uncle Joe's gotta go.
That should be trending on fucking goddamn
Twitter. Uncle Joe's gotta go.
To fucking go.
Uncle Joe has gotta fucking go.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna come to it.
So let's send him to a fucking island. Guess. You know, with Newsom and Cuomo. You know, they can do an island out there. Says Alcatraz, is that available? Let's send them there.
Guess who got it? Guess who's going out, guys?
Fucking Alcatraz. Holy Christ.
It's time to go.
Oh, my
God.
It's time to go already. Oh, my God.
All right, I guess we got to fucking go.
We got to go.
We got to go. Yeah. So listen, everybody. God bless America. And I guess we're going out.
God bless.
God ciao, bless. Ciao. God bless America.
White Congress people. White them, damn it. White them. They work for us. We don't work for them.
Get on the fucking ball and write.
Get it. Do it.
Don't give them any bullshit. Write. Write to your Congress people.
Yes. Tell them your views. That's what they're there to protect. Not there, and not fucking Washington.
Let's hope they're listening to us.
Yeah, let's hope people are listening.
They probably got some bitches listening anyway.
Who the fuck?
All right, Dave.
Ciao,
are we
people.
Out of here now?
We're out.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Arrivederci, Roma.